Well, I'm finding after studying my music now for the past 3 or 4 years that when one completely listens to one's inspiration and inner voice, you will create things out of it that will lead you towards enlightenment. And one of the things that I was asked to do by my inner voice, which I believe to be my higher power, mm-hmm. I was asked to change my name. Now, it seemed pretty absurd at the time, but what I found out is when I got into a situation with Warner's where I wanted to leave, they said, "You can't leave, we have you under contract." So then I changed my name and found that I could record with this name outside of that contract. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, as you can see, Most Beautiful Girl in the World was not by Prince. It was by me.
Right.
All right. And the other thing I found is that it freed me from being Prince. It freed me from thinking like Prince, and it freed me from my ego. But Prince was in a trap. Prince was under contract to, Prince was owned, mm-hmm. you know. Now, I can't use Purple Rain. I can't use this song. I can't sell the song Purple Rain now unless I record it again, mm-hmm. which I have plans to do if I can't, in fact, get the master recording that I believe is one of my children, mm-hmm. you know. So I had to get freed from the mentality of being a slave. You understand?
Right.
Okay, and that's not to equate myself with the same situations that we suffered coming to this country, but you know, everything is relative. If you are owned, you are owned. If you can't do everything that you want to do, if there's a ceiling and you're not allowed to go as high as you can go, you are in fact a slave.
Hello, how you doing? The artist, I just wanted to say that I truly admire you, and I really am, was so proud of you when you took that move from Warner Brothers to doing your own thing. I used to work in a record store, so many of your records, and today you look so happy being in charge of who you are.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It's kind of like to thine own self be true,
mm-hmm,
and,
absolutely.
And I truly admire you, and I appreciate your music so much. I'm sitting here with my 21-year-old who still, he thinks you're the best thing since Bag Sugar.
You know, I thank God every day. We as people, because we have to answer to a 9-to-5 or answer to a boss or whatever, you know, man didn't come to earth like that. Man came to earth for recreation, which means recreation, and to recreate love, you know? And you can't do that when you're constantly angry and you're constantly being held back. I had good, wonderful years at Warner Brothers. There just came to be a point where I wanted to go farther. You know, I was being accused of being a bad businessman and things like that with my record label over there. Excuse me. When in fact, I wasn't allowed the same leeway as, say, some of the other so-called icons that are still over there doing business with them today. So if the playing field's not equal, and it really wasn't, and they know it wasn't, then you got to step away. So I am, in fact, happier, yes. First of all, once again, I just want to say, you know, the industry way of doing business is cool for them. We're just an alternative. And the first rule with us is that there are no rules. And the main thing that I want to stress is there are no contracts. All right, now that's very important for several reasons. We don't plan to go into litigation and fight one another. We don't go into the agreement thinking we're gonna end up in court. You know, we go into this to make music. Larry and I have no contract, and he always makes a joke that, you know, if we did, what would we put on it? You know, the studio time is free. All we have to do is keep the electricity on, you know. The other thing that's real important to us is we all together have started to study words like contract, and the fact that con being the prefix means something negative. It's the opposite of pro. All right, you have words like consequence. You know, we're the genesis. We don't want to be the end, mm-hmm. so to speak. contradiction, convince, trying to convince something, somebody of something that they should already know. We don't want to adopt somebody else's way of doing business. You know, they initiated the contract. I could have gotten into the music business without a contract if that's the way the system was set up. That's my point, is that that's the way they do business. Mm-hmm. We do business differently. We do business in a way that there is no business. It's about the art. You know, it's about the relationship and the love of one another. It's most important that you keep ownership of your master recordings. That's your social security. If you don't have that, you out to poop. You're straight off the meter. And if we don't start stating that first off, if we don't start getting that right first off, you know, all else will fall afterwards.